My name is Agape, and I'm the secretary of the Greek Democritus Workers League. Democritus was established in 1935, and since then, we're 90 next year, and since then has been active in uninterrupted political action alongside the Greek Australian Union workers, but also in solidarity with other working class organisations. A lot of our members in the 70s and 80s worked alongside the migrant workers and the trade union movement. Democritus was and remains a pioneering organisation supporting the trade union movement. We support the workers, the rights of workers around the world, the rights of immigrants, and especially the rights of the Australian Indigenous people. We are members of the Melbourne May Day Committee and the World Federation of Trade Unions. We stand in solidarity and support working class organisations, and that's why we are honoured and proud to co-host this event and any other events that working class organisations might need to do in the future.
Okay, just a couple of things. I mean, just letting you know, a lot of you will know already that next week, on the 15th of October, it will be the 54th anniversary of the collapse of the Westgate Bridge. So far, Australia's worst industrial incident, where 35 people were killed and I think 18 were injured. And I think it goes to show that a lot of incredible activists were born out of that. The CFMEU, my personal experience has been that the CFMEU has fought not only for workers' conditions, but also their wages and also safety. I know from experience that unionised sites, CFMEU sites, are safer sites. We know that disaster could have been avoided. The men, in fact, on the job had a stop work because in June of that year, a very similar bridge collapsed. A similar one had also collapsed in Germany. There were no deaths on one. In the one in Wales, I think there were 4 deaths. The men stopped work and they were convinced to go back because the engineer said, "I am here with you every day. It is safe, it is safe, it is safe." Well, it wasn't. It collapsed. And I think we learned a lot from that. And we will not forget. Next week, I think is it Tuesday? Tuesday, there is going to be the annual commemoration at the bridge. Anyone is welcome. It is an incredibly moving event because we know that unions like the CFMEU will keep fighting to make sure that no more people are killed. People are killed on jobs. And every time they're killed, we know that it could have been prevented, and we know that the union will stand up for those people and stand up for their families. So that's another great reason why we need to support the CFMEU. Thank you.
Hi, brothers and sisters. My name is Sanya. I originally from Macedonia, and I migrated in Australia in 2010. Initially came here to study English for a year and I never left. So some people say that I was brave, but with a small duffel bag and $400 that my grandparents gave me, like, I think I was just a bit fearless and maybe a bit reckless. I was fortunate enough to come to Brisbane, where my relatives live. They provided accommodation for me and they paid for my school up front with the condition that I paid back, which I did. They were my first supporters, and since then I've been blessed to meet so many people that supported me and helped me and in one way or another, and like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. Every step, every challenge, and every bit of support along, it shaped me the way I am. I learned that these challenges, I can turn them into strengths, and like, sharing this story makes me a bit emotional because I actually never told this story to people that I don't know. But it's a reminder to keep going, and because every challenge, it's a chance to grow. Before migrating to Australia, I studied mechanical engineering, but after I moved here, I decided to study civil engineering so it can help me with my residency application. After 12 challenging years, visa after visa after visa, tens of thousands of dollars, I guess who needs money for hardest deposit, yeah? Like, I'm proud to say that I've got my Australian citizenship. Today, I stand here as a migrant construction worker, a mother, a proud CFMAU member, a union activist, and a union delegate. And I would like to share a bit about my journey in the building construction industry. And also would like to say what CFMU means for me. So after many years working in hospitality, I decided to change careers and start working in construction. But because I wasn't a resident or an Australian citizen, I didn't have much luck getting a job as a civil engineer drafter. I was always interested in construction and all of the hands-on aspects of it. So I decided to get a job as a traffic controller, which I was really excited and proud of it. Like many starting out, I faced tough conditions. At my first job, I was paid non-union rates and quickly realized what it meant, not only lower wages, but also fewer benefits and limited support. It wasn't long before I decided to join the union. I got in touch with the CFMAU delegate on site. They became crucial support to me. And going from non-union to union was life-changing. Like, the wages doubled, the conditions improved by 100%, and the support from my delegate was like a phone call away. The construction sector, it's often seen as rigid with long working hours and demanding physical tasks. As a migrant worker and a parent, like, I had additional challenges, like around managing my work and life balance. I have no family structure here to support me, so I really needed some flexibility with my schedule to drop my son off at childcare. When I asked my employer to help me with flexibility at work so I can start a bit late, they said it's not possible, but after I spoke to the union delegate on site, they negotiated and, yeah, they let me start work a bit later so I can actually drop my son off at childcare. So I didn't have to choose between, like, my family life and my work. This experience made me realize how powerful collective action it can be, not just for securing better wages, but for creating better workplaces and seeing the workers not just as workers, but as people as well. Like, I saw the direct impact that the CFMAU has on creating, like, safer and fairer workplaces. When issues arose, whether it was about health and safety or pay disputes or discrimination, like, the union was always there to support me and the workers. And I think that's what CFMAU does. Like, it fights for your dignity, it fights for fair pay and safe working conditions. I would also like to take a moment to thank Lisa Zenata, who is here today. She has played a major role in my life. Like, she has given me opportunities to step up and show everyone what I can do. when she first asked me last year to attend a conference in Sydney, my response was like, no, I can't do it. I have a child. Like, what do you mean I can go to a conference? But with her help and with the executive's help, I was able to attend the conference and actually take my son and Kiara with me as well. So I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for Lisa. Without her guidance and belief that she has in all of us, not just me. Thank you, Lisa. So I began to reflect how I can contribute to the union. So I started engaging with the CFMAU women, attending conferences and participating in various like campaigns. Being involved with the union makes me more confident and also like gives me a better understanding about trade unions. However, I'm still developing my political awareness. One of the campaigns that shaped my activism skills was and the misuse of the NDA campaign that myself and some of the women who are already here today been working on for the last couple of years. The goal was to raise awareness of the misuse of the NDAs and introduce a new legislation that stopped bosses to silence victim survivors of sexual harassment. This wasn't just about like changing policies, but also like about changing mindsets. All of this has led me into the role to be a delegate. Recently, I've been elected to be a delegate for a company. I have a responsibility to assure I behave in a manner that is consistent with the CFMAU delegates' code of conduct. I have experienced firsthand what workers go through and know how the support from the union, how helpful the support from the union can be. And I work to ensure that workers, not just their wages, but also their conditions and their health and safety are my priority. The recent attack on the by the Labor government on the CFMAU, it's incredibly difficult to understand. How a government can literally override new legislation and overturn governing rules of registered union for over 130 years. With 270 elected officials have been removed from their positions without any rhythm or reason. Where is the natural justice of democracy? Today, I stand here as someone who actively supports the CFMAU and believe what the union stands for, because I have seen it, what it can achieve and what impact can have on people's lives. So the CFMAU, in my opinion, supports workers no matter where they're from, ensuring they have a voice and ability to live and work with dignity. Just look at me, like from like stopping traffic, I'm here to stop bad construction practices. I'm not 6 foot tall, I'm not covered in tattoos, I don't use offensive language. Sometimes I do, but not very often. My union always like is perceived as misogynistic, bullying and harassing. I'm an example of what the typical rank and file union member looks like. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my story.
everyone just hear me if I... Yeah, so it probably flows on really well. So I'm a councillor. I was at the National Council. So the NTU nationally actually have opposed the administration. And that was three solid, hard days of trying to fight with the executive. They tried for 3 days to get it not debated. They lost. Actually, the General Secretary moved a motion to not debate any of the rest of the motions for the day. They lost. And then overwhelmingly, there was sort of two opposed to it, to oppose the administration. All of the arguments were exactly the same, predominantly about misogyny. So it'd be great to hear from some more CFMEU women out there as well and what we can do to help. Obviously, I spent 3 days trying to tell, you know, the most ridiculous arguments. I was having to debate the president about Rosie Batty and SETCA, like totally irrelevant stuff to the legislation. But rank and file fought really hard for it. So I think it's potentially a good example that can be used. I'd be happy to talk to anyone. I mean, the motion isn't ideal. We would have liked something a bit more militant, let's say, but it was what we could get done to get wide support. So anyway.